Us online at DixielandEnergy.com. Why pay more if you don't have to?
It's Del Aware. It is Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Peter MacArthur. Thanks for joining us today. Delaware Prosperity Partnership Board is continuing a search now for a new president and CEO after Kurt Forman left the post for an opportunity in New York. And also new for DPP are co-chairs Roger Levinson. He's the chairman, president, and CEO of WSFS. And also Robert Herrera, co-founder of The Mill. They both join us this morning. We have Robert in person and Roger by phone. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. I want to start kind of foundationally letting people know a little bit about you two from outside a DPP scenario. Robert, as we mentioned, you're the co-founder of The Mill. What does The Mill do day to day? What's the mission?
Well, The Mill turns 10 years old this April. We're a co-working space, so we sublet office space to smaller businesses. We represent a little over 300 companies just in downtown Wilmington alone.
Wow.
And it's been an exciting ride, and a lot of those are startups.
Yeah. What was it at the time that kind of got you the wheels turning on this kind of a thing?
My very terrible jokes, I'm a recovering architect, and I actually did a lot of design work for a company called WeWork all over the globe.
Sure.
And that got the concept, and I wanted to do my own version of it. So that was The Mill.
Yeah, and it's just a fantastic, and it's like a motivational space as well, you know, just by the surroundings and the architecture there. It's great.
Right. Well, I work there every day, and I'm energized by what I see going on. It's something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Roger, I think maybe a lot of people have a pretty good idea of what you do as chairman, president, and CEO of WSFS, but if I was to ask you, you know, what's your mission day to day, what would you tell me?
So my mission is to help guide the strategic direction of WSFS in Delaware and the greater Philadelphia region. As you know, WSFS has been around since 1832, but you know, more recently we've been able to expand our footprint beyond Delaware into southeastern Pennsylvania. And also a significant growth in our wealth and trust business. Mm-hmm. So I'm the internal and external face of the leadership, supporting our customers, our associates, and all of the communities that we serve.
As I mentioned, you guys are the new co-chairs of the DPP Board of Directors. Roger, in your case, what makes this a good fit for you and kind of the skill set you bring to the table?
So DPP is, you know, all about driving and supporting economic development, you know, in Delaware, our home market. And as a CEO of a bank, you know, when the economy is doing well, you know, we do well, and it supports our customers. So it aligns with our mission. It aligns what we do every day. I personally am highly involved in economic development activities throughout the region. Also a member of the state chamber, the business roundtable. And so this just is another component of that. And actually, this component is super exciting because as co-chair with Rob, I get to really see on the ground the impact that DPP is having, you know, every day and supporting the mission of the team and working with the team. So it's very rewarding, and it's very consistent with our business model and goals.
Sure. Robert, as I look at it from the outside anyway, I don't know if you agree with this, I see a lot of parallels between kind of your own journey to being a co-founder of The Mill and what it is that the DPP does in terms of attracting and retaining and expanding business in the state.
Right, right. And it's something that I've been blessed to have a front row seat of over the last 10 years of watching companies just add two or three employees and watch the change that happens.
Yeah. Well, how did you kind of get involved with DPP initially? What brought you to this table in the first place?
Well, I was one of the original board members when it was created. I think it's 8 years now.
I think you're right.
And it was a great experience then. I learned a lot from Rod Ward. And we were kind of just building the plane back then. I remember going through the process of finding Kurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had a front row seat on DPP for a while, and I actually termed out and then got invited back recently.
Okay, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
They didn't just kick you to the curb and say, oh, we're done with him and his input on things.
Yeah.
Roger, the thing I always say about DPP is you don't find an entity like this everywhere. There's a lot of kind of recruitment elements that states have that try to bring companies in. But I often refer to DPP as kind of a concierge. In other words, that it's kind of a full service thing, realizing that it's not just about attracting businesses here or even just retaining businesses here, but there's a whole host of other things that DPP does to support success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what makes DPP different than what happens in most states and why it was created, 8 years ago was that this truly is a public-private partnership.
Right.
So everybody has skin in the game, and having the business community not only provide financial support, but driving the mission, working with the state, I think it really enhances the overall business environment, in the state, because there's nobody to point a finger at in terms of when things are going on that need to be addressed or discussed. We're all working together, and we're working tremendously well with Governor Meyer and his administration. And I think the benefits of that are very different than you see in other states where it's, very siloed and yes. strictly about, recruiting companies to come to their states.
That's Roger Levinson, Chairman, President, CEO of WSFS. And we're also here with Robert Herrera, co-founder of The Mill. They are the new co-chairs of the Delaware Prosperity Partnership. You mentioned that you've been here kind of from the beginning, Robert. What was the reception like at the time? Did the Delaware Way help kind of get things moving perhaps along at a quicker pace here than perhaps in another state, do you think?
I think so. I think there's definitely a benefit to have that network. We kind of hit the ground running when it was first founded. But it took a little while, and we were very careful with the process to find Kurt. So there was a little bit of building the plane, and there was a little bit of impatience in the first year. But once we got going, we really got going.
Yeah, well, you have one chance to make the right choice, right? And so it's worth that wait, certainly. Let me ask you this, Roger. As we mentioned, Kurt Foreman has moved on. Talk about the process as you see it, especially now as a co-chair, about kind of where things go from here and making sure the next person, too, is the right fit.
Sure. So, first of all, just want to congratulate Kurt on his new opportunity and thank him for all the work that he did. He really came in running, from the very start with Rob and the rest of the team, and we've had this incredible track record over the last 8 years in terms of the impact that DPP has had on the state. Yeah. We're very fortunate that we have he had a very strong number two, Becky Harrington, who was VP of Business Development. So we've appointed her interim president and CEO. So while we're going through the process of finding Kurt's successor, Becky and the team are doing a terrific job, not missing a beat from all the momentum we have coming out of a very successful 2025. The board and the executive committee of the board has appointed a search committee to look for, do a national search. To find the best candidate to build on all the success of DPP. We're certainly open and would love to find somebody, closer to home. And we're open to, traditional and non-traditional candidates. I think this is a very unique, and exciting role. I think there's no shortage of candidates for these kinds of opportunities. And so I think we're in a very fortunate position. We will, in the near future, hire a search firm and start the process with our search committee. And we hope to have that completed, sometime during the second quarter of this year.
Yeah. Robert, what do you see as the traits you'd like to see in a new CEO? Just a couple of those.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of got to have the right blend. You mentioned the Delaware Way of kind of being able to plug into our system.
Absolutely.
That's a hard thing to do for
somebody. It really is.
But I think it's somebody that can also speak outside of our borders, right? We really need to present ourselves well against other states, and we're talking to other companies.
Yeah.
So kind of to hit that sweet spot right is a very specific personality, something that Kurt did really well. And then we want to add one more complicated layer of having them kind of understand what it's like to grow a business and what it's like to work with a startup trying to grow their business and be able to speak that language too, because that can be a very different type of person.
Yeah, no, without question. Let's talk about this element of things. In addition to helping companies, as I've alluded to, I think DPP, Robert, also helps out like developers and landowners getting industrial sites ready for future development, which is important when you're trying to attract business and also to set yourself apart from other states. If you're talking about someone coming from out of state, to make it a more lucrative and promising prospect for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. One thing over the years of doing this, one thing that we noticed was that it started to become about speed. Think about how quickly the business world works today, right?
Yeah.
And so getting somebody, there was a Ready in Six movement, but out of that, we started learning that if we'd started doing the work ahead of time, we could really be competitive against other states around us. And we really have built this program called the Site Readiness Program, which allows developers to kind of get their site ready for a certain prospect, and then we can go market that to outside companies.
Yeah. Roger, I you know, listening to Robert make those comments, I have this vision of a board, you know, a boardroom table and some DPP reps there and maybe a potential business CEO at that table as well, you know, figuratively speaking. And as he mentioned, the more kind of material you guys are able to bring to the table that answers his questions almost immediately really does help to set Delaware apart from, you know, a slower moving, perhaps bigger state.
There's no question about it. You know, we're surrounded by some terrific states that have much bigger and have bigger resources. So we have to find ways, like Rob talked about, to really differentiate ourselves.
Yeah.
And you know, when companies come to talk to us, you know, our board, including Rob and myself, are very involved in that process. Or site recruiters come here, and when you have the largest headquartered bank in the state CEO sitting there across the table from, whether it's a very small business, a startup, or something bigger, yeah, talking about the personal engagement that the business community has to make them successful, I think that's a big differentiator compared to some of our regional peers.
It is a good look for sure. The governor's, Roger, entrepreneurial focus really has calling for DPP to expand things like innovation and startup-centric programming. What do you think that means for DPP?
So I think, you know, things, particularly with technology changes and the life sciences industries are, as Rob said, changing really fast. So, you know, we need to be able to support startups for companies that, you know, they're growing, they need equity capital, they need support. And I think we've done a good job with that. I think what the governor's trying to do is put even a sharper focus, you know, around that to support the other initiatives that we have. And it's such a natural with our, you know, the workforce that we have here, our footprint in this geography, you know, where there's a lot of larger companies that those smaller startups can support. And so we're just trying to put some very specific focus, you know, around that. And we're working and talking about ways that we can also help to be a provider of capital. Mm-hmm. To some mm-hmm. of those businesses through a state-sponsored fund that would be aligned with what DPP is doing. So it's very exciting. I give the governor a lot of credit for, you know, supporting what we're doing now but pushing us in this direction. And there's a lot of work going on right now with the staff to, you know, really build that out.
Yeah. I mean, Robert, considering DPP's history of having kind of this full circle approach to things, it would seem like you're positioned well to move in this kind of a direction to focus on startups to some degree. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And we were always constantly talking to all different business types. And yeah, having startup and innovation was always a component of DPP. We're just expanding it now. So I think we're really well positioned to do this work. And the other thing I'll note with the governor's vision, I think building a strong startup ecosystem, for lack of a better description, delivers a long-term kind of compounding benefits that go far beyond just any single company. And that's something that I, again, give credit to Governor Meyer for. I think it's an exciting opportunity we have in front of us here.
Well, there's a momentum, too, that comes right with you get one business in, they do well because of the help that DPP gives, and all of a sudden, you know, word gets out, quite frankly, as simple as that. And it helps to attract, you know, more and more and more, as you mentioned.
And I think that we'll also see that it's going to start fostering in select sectors. Larger companies want to come be around that innovation if we do our job right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when we talk about, Robert, and I'll ask Roger the same thing in just a minute. What kind of companies does this kind of make sense for, right? This is not, you know, you're not grabbing at every single industry around. There are ones that make more sense than others. When we're talking about this kind of an arrangement, this kind of a startup, what are the ones you focus on?
Well, I think we got to build. I think everybody should always start off building from your strengths. So in the coming years, we're going to focus on the life sciences.
Okay.
People like Mike Fleming and the Delaware Bio Group have done a phenomenal job, and they've been expanding leaps and bounds. We're going to focus on fintech, and Roger certainly knows that space well. And chemistry and advanced materials, we have a long history with that. And then agriculture and blue tech, and we're kind of focusing on those four industries, and I think that's a strength we can really build from.
Yeah. Roger, talk about the fintech element of things here. I'm guessing there are more than a few people that, you know, never would have seen the progress we've seen with fintech over the past, I don't know, I would call it a decade, but you tell me, you know, what's your assessment?
I think, you know, yes, we've been at it for a long time, but I would tell you in the last, you know, year or so, the pace of change is accelerating, you know, dramatically in the fintech space. You see this with not only things like, you know, what's being happening with AI, but the rollout of the blockchain, the support of the government, the U.S. government to have the capacity to move money through alternative currencies and alternative means. And our customers are changing, you know, the way that they want to, you know, do their financial, you know, affairs. So I think this, you know, financial services, as you know, is the largest private sector employer in the state. Mm-hmm. So to have this fintech ecosystem, you know, and we already have a very big head start on that, particularly down at UD, where they have the fintech hub at the Star Campus. It aligns perfectly. We have all these resources here in the financial services industry. Fintechs want to talk and connect into those people. And so it aligns with what we do, you know, very well.
Yeah. Some people will look at this and say, is DPP changing the way it goes about things, changing focus? Is that the case, Roger? And is it necessary for DPP to change, to diversify, if you will, to kind of just stay, you know, a growing living entity?
So I wouldn't say anything fundamental about what DPP is changing. I mm-hmm. think we're modifying and growing what we're doing to respond to the needs that, you know, are out there in the economy. And I think, as I said before, to, you know, supplement the work around business recruitment, business retention, growing jobs, having this additional focus on this innovation economy and ecosystem is really necessary, because things are moving very quickly, and we're going to have to be in a position where we can provide the landscape and the environment for the companies that will help support those changes.
Yeah.
And if we don't, I think it'll be to our detriment.
Yeah. This is almost not fair, Robert, because I'm asking you to go back seven years or so with your memories of this. Is DPP today what you thought it would be then? Like, did you have kind of a vision in mind at that point in time, just from your own thoughts on it? Has it reached your expectations, or how would you just describe the experience and the growth over that time?
Well, I certainly learned a lot. I think I was very naive back then. I didn't quite understand economic development as I do. I've learned a lot over the last 7 years to answer that question. But yeah, I think it is certainly a little bit more dynamic than I ever pictured. And I'm really excited, and I can sort of see the long-term value of it now, too. I do think it's kind of reached its potential, and I think we have a lot of big shoes to fill from what came before us for Roger and I.
Yeah.
I'm certainly feeling that pressure now as co-chairs, but I'm excited about the future of it. I do think it's been this really, really exciting asset to the state.
Roger, when, you know, let's say a year from now, Roger, when you're taking a look at and evaluating your co-chair role, you know, what are the things that will label a successful tenure for you? Is it all about metrics, or how would you assess that element of things?
Well, I think it's very important that we find the right leader.
Sure.
We've only had one leader in our history. We've got a great interim leader in Becky, but, you know, we're going to work very hard to find the right person, hopefully for the next decade or so. And we have a great story to tell, so we're very excited about that. I think we continue, as you know, the business community provides a significant amount of our funding. Businesses make investments when they can see measurable results.
Right.
So we want to continue the focus that we've had, and we've got a lot of things in the pipeline around business retention, business recruitment, and continue to report out on the success of those projects so that when businesses evaluate, do they want to continue investing in DPP, they'll have the basis to support that, you know, that decision. And those to me would be the, you know, the biggest two things that we keep things going through this, you know, this period of time during 2026.
Roger Levinson there, Chairman, President, CEO of WSFS. Also been talking with Robert Herrera, co-founder of The Mill. They are new co-chairs of the Delaware Prosperity Partnership. I'm so glad we got a chance to talk today. There's obviously a lot happening, a lot on the plates of DPP, but it seems all in a good way. So thank you both for coming on and telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, take good care now. Right now, it is 9:27. This is Del Aware.
Hey, it's Rick Jensen sitting here with Frank.